Good morning. Happy Easter from Crossroads United Methodist Church in Wanakee, Wisconsin. I'm Scott Walters, the pastor at Crossroads United Methodist Church, and I welcome you in the name of the risen Lord, which we celebrate on this Easter morning. Alleluia! Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Resurrection God, you offer life overcoming death, love overcoming emptiness, light overcoming darkness. I give you thanks for the 100 and small and powerful ways I experience resurrection every day. We thank you for Jesus, who shows us how to live as an Easter people, living defiant, and in resistance to death. For those times when I have failed to challenge the things of death, the systems, the relationships, selfish desires, I'm sorry. For those times when I have failed to resist death and ignored your call to live the life that I'm gifted, I'm sorry. I trust that you forgive me, O God. I hear your forgiveness intertwined with your call to me to live this life, and I trust that you are merciful in all ways. Amen. Today's scripture reading is the Easter account given by Matthew's Gospel in the 28th chapter, 10 verses that he offers. This is Matthew's understanding of the Easter morning experience. The Sabbath was over, and it was almost daybreak on Sunday when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. Suddenly, a strong earthquake struck, and the Lord's angel came down from heaven. He rolled away the stone and sat on it. The angel looked as bright as lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards shook from fear and fell down as though they were dead. The angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was nailed to a cross. He isn't here. God has raised him to life, just as Jesus said he would. Come, see the place where his body was lying. Now hurry. Tell his disciples that he has been raised to life and is on his way to Galilee. Go there, and you will see him. That is what I came to tell you." The women were frightened, and yet very happy, and they hurried from the tomb and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and greeted them. They went near him, held on to his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. Tell my followers to go to Galilee. They will see me there." This is God's blessing and God's word for us on this Easter morning. Well, today is Easter Sunday, probably the crowning day of the whole year. In fact, it is probably the one Sunday that the whole church year focuses on. Even Christmas is ultimately, the whole purpose of it is to celebrate Easter. Whether you're no matter what church you're a part of, what denomination or non-denomination, or if you go to church regularly or just on Easter, Easter is the crowning joy. This morning is the first in a five-part series of sermons that we're offering on the theme of unafraid, living with courage and hope. And the series is intended to help us to live with a little bit more courage and hope in a time right now in which I think a lot of people feel some uncertainty and anxiety. The theme verse for this series comes from Isaiah, the verse that says, "Don't fear, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, because I am your God." Today's message focuses on the importance of faith as a means of living a life unafraid in the light of Easter morning. Let's pray. Wonderful God, hearing this message, offering our worship to you from where we happen to be right now, we do so with the trust and confidence that you receive our hopes, our dreams, that you receive our concerns and worries, our anxieties, our fear. And we do so in the trust that through Easter, we may know you to be the God of new life. Amen. I anticipate, I have to tell you, certain things to happen on Easter. I, for example, anticipate the energy and the excitement, the people, the children, even those who are arriving late for Easter morning and scurrying to their seats. I anticipate the music of the choirs, the anthems, the solos, the instrumental pieces. And truth be told, on Easter, I want to know that God has the whole world in his arms. To quote Martin Luther King Jr., I want to know that the arc of the universe bends a little bit toward justice. I want to believe that I will be in the coming year, because of Easter, a little bit less concerned about myself, a little bit more considerate of other people, because I live now in the light of Easter. I want to know that the people that I love, that have died over the course of the years, the people I've cared for, even family members, are now nestled safely in God's arms. I want to know that Jesus not only came into the world and lived and died a horrible death, but the tomb that is now empty, that stone is rolled away, that his body is gone because he has been raised just as he said he would be. As I counted, this is my 39th Sunday, Easter Sunday, as being a pastor, being appointed to serve in local congregations. But I have to tell you, of all of the Sundays that I've served, this is probably the most unique, the most different than all of the other Sundays I've done, obviously because of the coronavirus event that has shook the world, really. And yet, what I've experienced is quite minor. For everybody, this is a unique experience. This is different for all of us. And for many of us, the COVID-19 has hit us in ways we might never have expected even a few months ago. People who are now face being furloughed, those who are uninsured and not sure about their health and how to take care of the expenses of their health or their family, unemployment that they had never anticipated before. And so in a lot of ways, there is reason for anxiety and there is reason for fear. A parishioner of mine made a very perceptive comment in the Bible study when we were looking at the Easter story of Jesus. She said that to her surprise, Easter seemed a lot more filled with fear and anxiety than it did with joy. And on reflection and in conversation, we kind of agreed with her. John's Gospel, for example, has the story of the disciples on that Easter evening, the Easter after Easter morning of the same day, that same Sunday. They're all huddled and even locked in a room for fear, the scriptures say, of the authorities. Probably maybe one of the original accounts of social distancing, huh? But the word, do not fear, and the words, do not be afraid, pervade the scriptures. I think Adam Hamilton counted 140 times, at least, that those words are found in the scriptures. And today, in the scripture reading that I read for you from Matthew's Gospel, in those 10 verses, the word fear is mentioned 4 times in those 10 verses. In Matthew's account, there's the Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, as she's called, witness an earthquake. There is the heavenly angel or the heavenly messenger that's come amongst them that's induced fear in and of himself. And the stone being rolled away enough to induce fainting on the part of the soldiers, those tough soldiers. And then Jesus, near the end of the scripture reading, has the audacity to say, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Which says to me that if Jesus says, don't be afraid, there's probably something to be fearful of. So I don't blame Mary Magdalene and that other Mary for being frightened. We can take those events calmly. We can appreciate, even read the scriptures with a smile of assurance. But to have lived them out in real time, to see those events transpire before you, I can understand it. Matthew, in the New Revised Standard Version, I sort of like this. The New Revised Standard Version has the women leaving the tomb and they use the words, with fear and great joy. With fear and great joy. I like that phrase. To be frightened and very happy at the same time. Maybe they didn't quite reach that stage of not being afraid, of being courageous and all of that, that the messenger, that the angelic messenger and Jesus is trying to lead them to. But it seems as though the two Marys are taking some strength and some comfort in the fact that what's happening to them is undergirded, and they realize where they're headed to, and that's the experience of joy, not fear. So that while they're still afraid, while they're still living with fear, they are also able to take action on the basis of joy. In other words, they are willing to go forward and tell and witness to what they've seen to the other disciples. It's that joy, not the fear, that keeps them moving, ready to share this amazing news that Jesus is not dead and that the tomb does not have the final word after all. Anxiety is not the end of the story. Jesus is alive. He is going to meet them soon and will be meeting us at the appropriate time as well. So I guess what I'm saying today on this Easter morning is that maybe the women's experience, as we read it in Matthew's Gospel, of fear with joy, is part of what Easter's all about, at least for today, at least for this season of our lives, at least for this year. That resurrection lays aside all of these things that we anticipate happening but may not be happening, as it is for me on this Easter morning. That we have to lay aside our need for certainty all of the time, instead understand the reality of God's faith and God's promise and God's willingness to be with us in uncertain times. That is, after all, what faith is all about. It is a world now, in some ways, I think, because of this Easter faith, that we realize is filled with courage after all. A world where teams of cleaners and cashiers, a world of food delivery persons and CNAs and EMTs and first responders and healthcare personnel put themselves on the line for those people whose names they may not and very well may not even know. Easter asks us to put aside the past defeats that we've known and to try again, because God knows and sees more than we can ever ask or imagine. Easter begins to help us to move beyond the anxiety and the fear, just as it did with the two Marys, that in spite of the fear, they were able to witness to what they've experienced at that empty tomb with the disciples. Easter is more than about angels. It's more than about earthquakes and about fainting guards. Easter is a way of being. Easter is a way of life. And the sins, the times that we've fallen short, the things that dominate how we have not done as we had wished, those things now are put at second tier, not as important. Resurrection means that there is something more. It means that we ultimately don't have to be afraid. You see, Easter doesn't end for us at the empty tomb. After all, we, like those women, we're looking for Jesus. We're looking for faith. We're looking for strength right now in the midst of our anxiety. And Jesus isn't in the tomb anymore. Jesus is resurrected. He's not in the place where death has the last word. He's not in the place where fear and anxiety can knock you off your feet. He's going on ahead, and he's inviting us to come, no matter where we are and no matter what we're facing right now, to come with him. So let's go. Maybe with some fear, like the two Marys, but with great joy. That's transforming that fear into courage. Because the stone is rolled. The tomb is bare. He's not here. He's risen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Let's pray. Resurrection God, before I bring you now my hopes and my dreams, my needs, my concerns, my anxieties, and I trust that you hear me and you will be with me. We pray for your church, a people of resurrection, people who are frightened and weary, and at the same time hopeful. May we know your love empowering us to live the life we are gifted. We pray for your world, a people, a creation, frightened and weary, and also determined. May we know your love empowering us to live the life that we're gifted. We pray for your vulnerable ones, those who are ill right now, those who are grieving, those who are unemployed, those who are underinsured. May we all know of your love empowering us to live the life you've given us. And I invite each one of us in our own way right now to offer our own prayers for people, for situations that others face that we can lift to God. Resurrection God, these are our prayers. And I trust that you hear us and that you will help us, to help us to be your hands and your feet and your voice in all those situations and with all those people who need to know your gift of life and love. Amen. Pastor Scott Walters of Crossroads United Methodist Church, bidding you a great Easter, that you may be safe with each other in your homes, that you may know of the peace of Christ in all that you face, that you may go through while maybe with some fear, but with great joy. May God's blessing be with you this day, this Easter day, this Easter season, and throughout the whole year. Amen.